Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but soon to not be a new friend. We're going to have her back on the show. She's got a lot to teach us over the coming years. Adriana Bello is with PayPal. She leads their global cross-border trade and go-to-market initiatives. And we've been talking about the impact of the trade negotiations on our customer bases, people we do business with overseas, and how different countries. Adriana, you were pointing out that Mexico, France, and Italy are more likely to be price sensitive in the case of raising prices for trade. Taxes, trade tariffs that might be put on, and whereas China would be less likely to be that way. That's very interesting information. One of the things I want to change the subject a little bit, though, and ask you about what's coming up. Not when we look at what's coming forward, going forward into the future. Right now, you guys do a great job of converting fiat money, right? Brazil's money to U.S. money to Mexico's money to Canada's money to Chinese money. You guys do a good job of converting, but that's fiat money. What about cryptocurrency? And folks, I'm not talking about Bitcoin necessarily. That's one of 1,500 cryptocurrencies. What is PayPal's? What are your thoughts? What are you guys thinking about the future of crypto and its impact on the kind of trade that your customers do?
If you think about what PayPal does today, it's really help merchants all over the globe to accept payments from different consumers. So we help those guys to really break this bridge and to make this easier. All of this with security and with trust. That's our core. This is who we are. If you think about the future, if you think about, to your point, not Bitcoin, but how the transactions happen, and if you want to make sure that you do have a layer of security with compliance, that you obey the regulations in all of those different countries, this is where PayPal can help. Of course, this is going to change with the future because you have different ways to pass information. What you have all the new technology doing is to breaking this information in small pieces and enabling the two sides of the house to get this with more confidence, with more secure.
Mm-hmm.
So I see PayPal playing a role in the future. This is not something that we are doing right now, but this is an area that we always keep our attention to understand what's coming next and constantly research to make sure that we are going to be able to change and to adapt as we have done in the past 18 years.
Well, one thing, a word you used a minute ago is not currently conducive to the crypto world, and that's confidence. You know, there's no way anybody who's taking cryptocurrency these days is rolling the dice, regardless of which cryptocurrency they're using, because the markets for these currencies are not deep and wide, and they're very narrow and shallow, and who knows what they're going to be valued. And so I think you're wise to stay clear of these things for now. But I do see a time, Adriana, where you guys cryptocurrency will emerge as a standard. It'll come up with, somebody will come up with some kind of a standard for it. And you guys will have parallel portals, so to speak. You'll have a side option over here for people with that cryptocurrency. I see that happening over the next 5 to 10, 15 years. What do you think?
That's why we keep an eye on everything that's happening and understanding the trends to make sure that we'll be able to serve both the merchants and the consumers globally in a way that they will help the business to grow. Because, again, as I said, this is our intention, is to really provide the growth for the economy and to help everybody to facilitate their lives. So in the future, this is something that we should adopt to help the business to grow. We will have an eye on that.
And PayPal.com, and then tell us again where to look for the research.
PayPal.com. If you go to the bottom, you see how to search. You put their passport, and you're gonna find the first link is how to sell internationally.
So
you have all the information there.
The research is all there, folks, and it's a good report. You're gonna need to check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessing, and remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.